With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Tennessee Senate advances a bill to arm teachers 1 year after a deadly Nashville school shooting.
Republican lawmakers in Tennessee have cleared a significant hurdle towards permitting certain trained teachers and faculty who have not worked in law enforcement to carry handguns on school grounds. Monday's vote marks one of the state's biggest expansion of gun access since a deadly elementary school shooting last year. The proposal cleared the GOP-controlled chamber amid screams from protesters against the legislation. If approved, the bill would allow a school district and a law enforcement agency to strike a written agreement to permit some school staff to carry guns if they meet strict criteria. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The first parents convicted in a U.S. school shooting are sentenced to at least 10 years in prison in Michigan. The judge said Tuesday that Jennifer and James Crumbly missed opportunities that could have prevented their son from possessing a weapon and killing four students at Oxford High School in 2021. Also at SRNnews.com, the latest Pew Research Center survey shows Republicans making big gains over Democrats and party affiliation among registered voters.
The new poll shows 49% of registered voters identify as or lean toward Democrats. 48% identify as or lean toward Republicans. In the lead up to the 2020 election, Democrats enjoyed a much larger advantage, 51-46%. Blacks who identify as Democrat have dropped from 91% back in 2016 when President Trump was first elected to just 83% last year. Bob Agner reporting.
Federal trial of a Texas anesthesiologist accused of tampering with IV bags now in its second week. Dr. Ronaldo Ortiz is charged with 10 counts of tampering with a consumer product and intentionally altering drugs. This is SRN News. A pair of scientists take on transgenderism.
Dr. Alex Byrne of MIT and Dr. Carol Hooven of Harvard have penned an editorial for the New York Times in which they condemn the use of the term sex assigned at birth. The two academics say that phrase, quote, creates doubt about a biological fact when there shouldn't be any. This is not progress. It is worth pointing out that Byrne and Hooven are not opposed to transgenderism, but argue that the language being used by some activists is anti-science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican's declared that sex change operations and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia, as practices the Catholic Church believes violate God's plan for human life. The Vatican also flat out rejects so-called gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. This is SRN News. Negotiators for Israel and terror group Hamas continue to talk in circles over a potential ceasefire deal. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The latest exchange between Israeli negotiators and their counterparts from the Hamas terrorist organization, both sides ostensibly seeking a many Palestinian prisoners per single hostage deal, can be described as, we reject it and we're studying it. In a statement on Tuesday, Hamas dismissed the latest Israeli offer as intransigent and not meeting any of the Hamas demands, but added they will study it. For Israel, accepting the Hamas terms means an end to its forces in Gaza before completing its off-stated missions, including the release from incarceration of scores of hundreds of prisoners, after which it remains a virtual certainty its hostages will still not be accounted for, an impossible choice for Prime Minister Netanyahu. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.